This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For me, land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, singing Green Acres. Oh, my gosh. Part of the festivities yesterday, signing the new farm bill, and he talked about somebody had that idea, and he thought he just went with it. Did pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Green Acres is the way.
I love her Trump Tower line when they...
Trump Tower!
There you go, friends. There you go. Yes, well, that seems like, I don't know, a year and a half ago. You ever notice that when you try to just kind of follow what's happening? I mean, literally, yesterday, signed the farm bill. It's ancient history today. We've forgotten about it. They're just blown it off, and now we're talking about the spending bill. There is news that the... Senate GOP leaders are headed to the White House to talk to the president today. The president has already tweeted out today, go nuclear, meaning this. Right now, last night, the House approved the spending bill and included $5.7 billion for the wall. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There's been no secret of what the president's been asking for, and at the 11th hour, right before a potential shutdown, they do it. Well, lo and behold. So anyway, the House passes it. I seem to remember Nancy Pelosi saying to the president in the Oval Office, maybe you could find that, Kev. Didn't she say, you go ahead, you'll never pass it. It'll never pass. You don't have the votes. You don't.
She said, well, start there, which is apparently what he did. And he was exactly right when he said, it's not going to pass the Senate, Nancy.
Yeah. There's the problem.
Huh.
So it did pass the House. Nancy Pelosi was wrong. I wonder if the mainstream media will take that to account next time she's at some press conference and we have to listen to, you know, Nancy this, Nancy that, Nancy this, Nancy that. Right? Exactly. So anyway, House passes it. Now it goes to the Senate. The president tweeted today, go nuclear, Mitch, meaning this. As the rules stand right now over in the Senate, for this to pass, they would need 60 votes, which they would not have, because there's Democrats we're worried about, right? Jeff Flake, Bob Corker, some of these guys leaving. Yeah, you know, not too likely. They're going to come the president's way. So he's suggesting you go nuclear, which means change the rule to 50 votes. So... it passed last night in the House, by the way, $5.7 billion, despite Nancy Pelosi's prediction.
I think the American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, a Trump shutdown. You have the White House. You have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we don't have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't. Excuse me. But I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily.
Okay,
and we
do.
But the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote, and they won't vote.
That's not the point.
She went on to say he didn't have the vote, so he is asking for her. Actually, he gave her a pass. She doesn't have to apologize. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing the Talk Radio Town Hall, first hour of the Friday show today, this week. So your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him on the crazy place we find ourselves in Washington. It seems like the farm bill signing was like a year and a half ago, doesn't it, Kevin? Is Kevin not there, Daniel?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Daddy? Now I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm listening. So the farm bill, it does seem like it was a year and a half ago. Although, yesterday seemed like a year and a half of activity. I think we had five vote series yesterday. The president signed the farm bill. The House passed the sentencing reform bill. We passed an absolutely marvelous bill the night before. For Alzheimer's patients and their families that got no recognition in this flurry. Of course, good things that happened that passed with overwhelming bipartisan support often don't get recognized by our media. But anyway, you're right. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts. I'm in the chamber right now in the cloakroom and in the last phone booth available. And as we have a number of votes that just came from another discussion with Bob Goodlatte about getting Savannah's act on the floor, if we can today, it may be our last chance. There's a long lineup of UC bills from the Senate that are in the queue. So anyway, lots going on, lots of moving parts. And yes, I re-listened, by the way, to that conversation in the Oval Office, I noticed that Nancy Pelosi said a government shutdown nothing's worth a government shutdown, to which I would respond, well, then why didn't you vote for keeping the government open last night? She had the perfect opportunity to demonstrate that nothing's worth a government shutdown, and yet she voted for a government shutdown, near as I can tell.
The Senate, evidently, leaders at least, are coming down to meet with the president. He has said this morning, go nuclear. That's the only way the bill you passed in the House yesterday can become law, is to have the rules changed. Do you support that?
Well, I have for a long time supported eliminating the 60-vote margin for appropriations bills. So, we've already done that now, or I say we, the Senate, changed the rules. Well, thanks to Harry Reid for the courts. He did it first, and now it's applied to all the federal appointments and all of the confirmations in the Senate. And I think the next logical step for that would be to eliminate the 60-vote threshold for appropriations bills, because the government, the government services should not be subject to the political whims of the minority, and yet that's what we've done with the 60-vote margin. So I've long supported that, and this would be a good time to pull it out for the first time. And the problem, Scott, is that there's not a majority of senators that support it, and having been through the election, having been through the organizational session with the Senate Republicans, it is clear that 60-vote threshold is still sacred to many of them.
Kurt in somewhere in North Dakota for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about the military retirement pay, and
yes.
I was just wondering if you heard anything or still working on it.
We're working on it. The whip's outside my window here. I've not worked on it. I've not heard back on it. Kurt, the challenge we have right now is that so many people are on their holiday vacation, and so we're not getting a lot of fast information. But we will stay on it, and as soon as we know something, we'll let you know or call back again. I would say sometime, mid-January, and see what we can pick up by then.
Okay.
Do you think
it might? Something will happen, or
here's what's interesting to me. So I've gotten my committee assignments. I think they will be announced by the conference today. I announced them yesterday or late the night before. I'm on two committees that will hopefully be helpful. Well, about three really. The budget committee, the Armed Services Committee, and then the Veterans Affairs Committee. So
awesome.
One of the things I want to get on is this very issue. Scott, there are so many challenges with regard to military pay, and particularly veterans services, where if a veteran earns more than one benefit, they are only given one. And we've worked on some of that. We've made some improvements, particularly for survivor pay and those kinds of things. But, so oftentimes the bureaucracy treats veterans' benefits as though it's some sort of an entitlement you're given by birth, as opposed to something, a benefit you've earned in a very significant way. So, Kurt, I'm with you, and I appreciate it. Here's what I'm going to tell you, Scott. I'm going to keep going here, but I have votes now, and we're going to have two-minute vote series, so that means a lot of in and out, little disruption, little play-by-play, color commentary while I run back and forth. But it might seem a little noisy and frenzied from time to time.
We can take Noisy and Frenzy for sure. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. John and Minot, let's get you in here before the break. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was wondering why the Democrats don't want to have that wall built. Are they? Well, don't they want to the American citizen to be protected? Are they trying to protect the criminals through these?
It's a good question, John, because I can't figure it out.
I can't speak for all Democrats, but the best answer I can give you from what I can tell is the reason that they don't support security at the border is simply Donald J. Trump wants it. Because these are people that were all for it before Donald Trump made it a major theme in his campaign and in his presidency.
You'd think one of the geniuses in the Washington Press Corps would figure that out, because the Democrats are all on record as saying they're in favor of it. You can get Obama saying we need it. You can say Schumer saying we need it. And to be the opposite side of it now, it tells you only one thing, that, as you say, they don't want to give President Trump a victory. Politics. Gosh. Kind of sad, John. I hear you. But you know what? Their constituency needs to hold them to task to it, too. We'll let Kevin vote. We'll come back after your break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
So if you've got Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, you know, all those classic voices, Bing Crosby even, you know, they're in one category. This is the only guy of the recent genre, I think, that has, you know, belongs in that category, has that game. Michael Bublé, he's really good. I've seen him in concert, actually. And he's good. He is good. He's kind of
an old soul.
He's a potty mouth, though, in the concert.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's raunchy.
Really?
He's raunchy. Oh. Very raunchy. Yeah. By the way, North Coast Oil and Natural Gas Supply is helping meet America's demand. Committed to using talent and resources here wisely to build a strong and sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who voted not once but twice during that little break. Is that right?
That's exactly right. What happens, you guys, we're in suspension votes right now. There's a series of them. I think there's probably, I don't know, 10, 12, maybe more right now. And once you get rolling, they do 2 minutes. So every 2 minutes, you have to vote, which means 3 to 4 minutes, but still. It's still a lot during a commercial break, right?
So now, will today be the last day you vote in the House?
Hey, listen, when you learn that and answer that question, would you let me know? It all depends on what the Senate does, Scott, because, if the Senate, kills our government funding bill, I suppose there's a chance that we'd take another swing at something else. We do have another, I think they're planning another vote series later today. So, I think all that's designed to keep us here and just keep, sort of clearing the deck of some of this easy stuff. And then, we'll see. We'll see. If there's a shutdown, we don't really know what's going to happen. By the way, just so people know, a shutdown in this scenario is not the same as shutdowns of the past. But 3/4 of the government's already funded through the fiscal year. So, including national security. And then beyond that, the 25% that's left, the president determines what's essential, and essential services continue to be funded. And no doubt Homeland Security, which is one of the agencies, would continue to be funded. And agriculture is one of them. And, a good part of agriculture would probably, be furloughed, but a lot of it would continue, particularly at the FDA, food safety and inspections. And there's a lot of stuff that'll continue, obviously, that the president would decide. So it's not the same as a full-blown shutdown where everything comes to a screaming halt. I got to go vote one more time, so just keep going.
All right. And by the way, Todd is off today, so if you have a text question for Congressman Kevin Cramer, you can text it in to us, to me today at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Questions, comments for Congressman Cramer are welcome at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. A bit of economic news, although just here you've probably already heard it, Kevin, but I mean the U.S. economy grew at 3.4% in the third quarter. That came out today. So that's solid. That's solid growth. And how about this?
Yes.
The overall GDP performance for the year will still be the best since 2005. Do the math on that. Incredible. And the Dow went up 350 points after one of the Fed members said the central bank could reassess the view in 2019 on this interest rate hike thing, because it's been quite a ride this month, hasn't it?
Well, it's been bizarre is what it's been. I think it illustrates lots of things. One thing it illustrates is that probably the Dow and some of the other markets went way overvalued, based on emotion or the optimism, which is all warranted given the other economic numbers you talked about. But it also demonstrates just how crazy emotional the markets are. I trust fundamentals, Scott. I trust consumers and purchasers and sellers of products. Some of these other markets, admittedly, I'm not an expert on it, although I'm going on the banking committee in the Senate. I'll be learning a lot more about, financial issues. Although I'll never forget when Ed Schaefer called me over to his office to tell me that he was going to move me from tourism director to the director of economic development and finance. And I said, but Ed, I don't know anything about banking. He said, but you know a lot about promoting. And I learned an awful lot about financial issues when I was at ED&F, and a lot about economic issues. So I'm anxious to, you know, to get on and try to help with some of this economic stuff in the Senate. But yeah, the markets are quite a ride, to say the least.
Jim in Jamestown for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Jim, go ahead.
Senator-elect Cramer, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
Senator, I just have a quick question for you. My understanding is that in the Senate, a budget bill does not go to the filibuster process, but they're talking that it's going to need budget bill that has the $5 billion for the wall will go through, does need 60 votes. Can you explain what's going on there, please?
I will do my very best. So I think one of the things that sometimes confusing is that in Washington, in Congress, a budget is not an appropriation. The budget process is a larger sort of 10-year template. It's not a bill. It's a bill, but it's not a law. It doesn't, not only does it not require 60 votes, it doesn't require a presidential signature. If the House and the Senate have the same budgets, or if they can reconcile their budgets, then you have what's called budget reconciliation. And that's what there's a quirk in the rules. There's a rule that allows the Senate, and it's really driven by Senate rules. But if we reconcile our budgets and have that, we can put certain instructions into the budget that deal specifically with either revenue or spending. So either tax policy in some cases or spending policy in some cases. That is exactly how we did the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. That's how we passed the biggest tax cut since 1986. And that reconciled budget and its instructions then provide the opportunity to vote on something with a simple 50-vote plus margin in the Senate. But budgets, we don't have a reconciled budget. And if we did, you could perhaps put a spending bill like the wall on it. The problem is the Senate rules, even in the budget reconciliation, are very, very tight. They have what's called the Byrd rule, and the Byrd rule requires agreement between both the Republican and the Democratic parliamentarians, and you can throw the whole thing out with a simple objection by one party or the other that would be upheld by the chair. You know, there's other things you can do as the majority with the presiding officer, usually the vice president, if he's in the president's chair in the Senate, or the president pro tem, or whoever might be occupying the chair. So it gets to be really weird, mumbo jumbo swamp stuff. But yes, technically there is a way through what's called budget reconciliation. But the budget
is
not.
Take a break. Hang on. Hold that thought if you would. Congressman Cramer and Jim will have you hold as well in case you have a follow up. More after this. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Lines open. Call now 258-0550. More after this.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, and they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned.
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, a new defense secretary will be named soon. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You play,
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Back on What's On Your Mind with the perfect Christmas gift, a MyPillow mattress topper. We love you so much here. We call our friend Mike Lindell. He said, Mike, you know, the peeps here, they love you. They love you. And what do you think of it? Maybe a special deal for our listeners? Okay. 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper plus two MyPillows thrown in, the standard MyPillows part of this deal. So you get a couple of Christmas gifts out of this. It's 30% off when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty. There's not much risk in this purchase, folks, because you can 60 days, sleep on, say you don't like it, send it back. 10-year warranty. Anything happens with it, boom. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Would you play a little of Donald Trump's rendition of Green Acres? Maybe Kevin will want to sing along here.
The chores.
You are my wife.
There you go. What did you think when you saw him start the Farm Bill signing ceremony with that?
Well, it made me smile out loud, and I thought, I forgot when Hollywood loved Donald Trump. And then when he came out and explained that, you know, they ran it by him, he said, yeah, I sang that at the Emmys when I received an award, and I told him, go ahead and play it. And I thought to myself, anybody who thinks Donald Trump's insecure should be watching this right now, because it takes a very secure man to have done what he did in the first place at the Emmys and then to allow it to be played while he's president of the United States. I think demonstrates that the guy's got a good sense of humor, a good heart, and plenty of confidence.
It's nice to know his love for farmers and ranchers predates even his presidency, too. That's not a newfound love.
That's the truth. Not the truth. I tell you, Scotty, yesterday was a fun day at the White House. Of course, there was a number of other issues on the table that he talked about, and they were important, really important issues. And but to be there with my colleague John Hovind, of course, and other senators, Mitch McConnell, it was just great. And then to be there with Doug Goring, North Dakota's Agriculture Commissioner, and Kevin Skunas, of course, a corn farmer extraordinaire and real ag leader, and somebody who's been very important to me in terms of my understanding of agricultural policy. It was really, really a special, special moment yesterday.
Arthur, North Dakota for the Skunas Farm.
Arthur, North Dakota, yeah.
Of course, now Kevin is the president of the National corn growers. So nice to have North Dakotans in that position.
He's now the immediate past president. That's how fast those.
Already, wow. Yeah. It did go quick. Okay, let's see here. Jim in Jamestown. We were chatting before the break. Anything we didn't answer for you or any follow-ups for you, Jim?
You know, Senator, I understand that you're not a senator yet, and, you know, there's only so much you can do. But I would suggest that we pull out the Obamacare template, and that was run through the process of reconciliation versus...
It was. Yeah.
And just cross off Obamacare, put the wall on there, and be done.
There you go.
It's a little more complex than that, and the reason being it has to meet these bird rule things. But you're exactly right. I'm completely with you. The problem that we have right now is we don't have a reconciled budget to do that with. You have to pass the budget, and then you put the instructions in that budget, and then after the budget passes the House and the Senate, identically, then you can deal with whatever are in the instructions, and that's not in the instructions. Now, we do have an opening for a budget. And quite literally, it's doable. I'm not sure it's doable in the time frame that we have. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. But I agree. I think we ought to do that next year. But here's the other problem. Next year, the Senate or the House is controlled by Democrats, and they're not going to approve a budget that the Senate will approve and reconcile. Certainly not one that includes building the wall. So that is why this moment, Scott, this moment that we're in right now, where Republicans still do have a majority in the House and the Senate, is the only opportunity. Although, let me back up just a second, because, and I'm sure that the phones were ringing yesterday, because I was hearing it from people. When Donald Trump, gave the green light for the clean CR to sort of move this to February 8th, this budget fight, a lot of people got very concerned, and of course he backtracked a bit, and we appreciate that because I want to have this fight. I think a lot of Republican senators, frankly, wanted to have this fight, and were sort of stunned when he agreed to kick it down the road. But remember, Donald Trump's instincts are generally very good on this stuff. And you saw and you played that back and forth with he and Nancy Pelosi. I would not rule out the negotiating leverage that Donald Trump will have when she's the Speaker of the House either. Because there are lots of things that they're going to want. And then a divided government is a time when sometimes both sides get a lot of what they want. And we'll see. It'll be interesting. But right now we have this moment before the new year where we still get to be in this fight. And I'm, for one, am grateful.
Thanks for the call, Jim, by the way. Good questions. That was a depressing few hours there when it looked like Trump was caving. Was he caving or did he have a deal cooked up for the delay?
Yes, I think he has a strategy in mind, Scott. I don't know. I've not talked to him personally about it. I've talked to enough people though. That I think one theory anyway is that sort of where I was going with a February 8th shutdown looming, that when we have a larger majority in the Senate, and while Nancy Pelosi's Speaker, remember this, Nancy Pelosi could not become Speaker of the House if she agreed to this. Now, we don't need her to agree, but we need Chuck Schumer to agree as long as it requires 60 votes. And Chuck Schumer wants Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker. And don't tell anybody else, you guys, but I think so does Donald Trump, if you understand, because, of course, she is the gift that keeps on giving. And so I actually think that there's possibility that there was some strategy rolling around that if we let's help her become Speaker, make sure that the crazies in her own caucus, don't prevent her from becoming Speaker, and then use leverage on her after this, say the State of the Union speech the last week of January. That's one of my theories. That's a theory that's rolling around. I sort of agree with that theory. I kind of think that's what he was thinking. All of that said, many of us did say, look, we want to be in this fight right now. Here's the thing, Scott, even if you lose the fight, at least you didn't give up before the first, punch was thrown.
Well, right. And that's sort of what it felt like. Waving the flag in the middle of it before. Hard to imagine anybody crazier in Nancy Pelosi's caucus than Nancy Pelosi myself, but I'll see if I can wrap myself around that thought. A texter says, Sam and Dickinson, can the Senate vote wait until the new Senate is seated?
No. So it cannot, because once this Congress, once the 115th Congress is dissolved and the 116th Congress is sworn in, which happens at the same time on January 3rd, everything starts over. All bills and whatnot start from scratch. So you have to start all over.
Another texter, can Kevin explain the mindset in Washington when it's a disaster that the president won't spend $50 billion and send our troops into harm's way to enforce the border of Syria, yet it's also a disaster that he spends $5 billion on national security for the wall?
So I am not a psychologist or psychiatrist. I have a bachelor's degree in social work. That said, if you can figure it out, let me know, because the texter makes a very valid point. The Syria announcement, you know, you would think would have been welcomed by certain parties and people. It was not. Although I do think the goal of it is probably much more universally appreciated than probably the tactic for the rollout. But all of that said, there's a lot of inconsistency in Washington. And folks, listen, conviction is really important. Consistent philosophy in, like I say, conviction is important. We have certain guiding principles, starting with the Constitution of the United States and then the rule of law and our own conscience that dictates a lot of stuff. And so I want to be careful that, you know, people also realize that there are 535 and, you know, you can't make a deal by yourself, and we don't have a dictatorship. We don't want one. All of that said, some of the gross inconsistency can only be described as hypocrisy. I mean, starting with the fact that Democrats supported a wall. I mean, to put this, look in the mirror a little bit for our party, not long ago, just a couple of months ago, we had a $25 billion wall deal on the table, and the Freedom Caucus opposed it. And so, you know, now the Freedom Caucus has got us in the fight for $5 billion. You can't do a deal by yourself in this town. Our founders made sure of that. So we have to stop letting perfect be the enemy of good a lot of times. And unfortunately, oftentimes on both sides, that becomes a problem.
Let's go to Paul in Tannenbaum, North Dakota, with an idea that a lot of our listeners wanted us to ask you about earlier in the week. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I was watching the Wayne Allen Root Show last night on Newsmax, and they've got a GoFundMe for Trump's wall. If I, how do I make the check out to President Donald Trump's wall?
Yeah, I've heard about that. I guess you'd have to look at the GoFundMe page, but we actually, in the House, I'm a co-sponsor of a bill that actually allows personal contributions and investment in the wall to take place. There's another bill out there that does something similar, and I forget all the nuance or all the specifics of that those bills. And yes, fortunately, that is a theory that could work, and there seems to be a lot of interest in doing it. If we could get a law passed to do it, I'd say go to the GoFundMe page if you're interested, but also be careful, because you just never know what kind of things might be out there. All of that said, my priority should be the government's priority, because it's supposed to be, and that is the fundamental responsibility of personal safety and security of our country. And we ought to be placing this as a high priority, much higher than lots of other things, than a lot of other things that are, that get funded ahead of borders.
And by the way, Paul, that's up to nine. Last I heard yesterday, it was $9 million after 2 days. Triple amputee veteran taking that on. Pretty cool story. Let me get LaVon's question in here, and then we'll have to do the answer after the break. LaVon Dickinson, go ahead. Hi, LaVon. What's your question for Kevin?
My question is, I've got two thoughts. One of them, I tried calling Heidi Heitkamp today asking for her support of the amendment on the budget bill, and both of her offices are closed. Isn't she working any longer, and is she still getting paid? And my second thing is, and I know, Kevin, you might not be happy with that, but I think Trump should shut down the government if they don't come to agreement on this, because I think it's one of the most important things.
Good for you, LaVon. Hang on. We'll answer your question after the break.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the house ran hungry kids wanting food from the steakhouse. Little Teddy, with a frown of a mourner, begged Dad this Christmas for a pizza from Pizza Corner. Loaded with toppings on an Italian bakery crust, the pride of North Dakota for dinner is an absolute must. Open the oven door and deliciousness fills the air. Pizza Corner pizzas are truly the finest anywhere. Good eats for Santa's tummy, I certainly do implore. Cookies, nah, get a Pizza Corner pizza from the grocery store. As I come to a close, I'd certainly be remiss if I didn't say from Pizza Corner Pizza, Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
A lot of folks heading out today and over the weekend for Christmas travel. Be careful, drive safely, and we'll see you again on the other side of the holiday, huh? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. What a great group of folks doing great business right here in North Dakota. And if you're looking for a great job, North Dakota company, good people, GoWireline.com/careers. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. So LaVon's question, a couple of them there. One is, no answers at Heidi's office. Is she working or not? And then the other one, this wall is too important. Can you get her done?
So with regard to Senator Heitkamp's office, I don't know. I can't speak to that. I can, I think it's been pretty quiet. But I also can tell you that the transition's not, it's not easy. It's not like you're off one day and the next day your office is open in another person's name. It's much more complex than that. They, you know, the sergeant at arms folks and the IT folks, they need to scrub everything. So all my staff gave up all their phones and their computers. And I think we have one computer and, you know, that's active in the house side. So while we're still, quote, working, it's not, you know, it's not quite so easy to get a hold necessarily to everybody. And by the way, once we transition, like on January 3rd, well, our state offices won't be open for a fair bit, in some cases for several weeks, maybe even 3-4 months, because of the security and IT stuff that has to take place. And for the most part, we're moving into offices that are being, abandoned by Senator Heitkamp's team. So I don't know what the issue is, but I can tell you that in her defense, it's not as easy as a person might think either. So, she's still a senator. She'll no doubt be called back for a vote, hopefully today sometime on keeping the government open. And by the way, so that people know, the bill that we passed last night is the clean CR that the Senate passed, plus the $5 billion for the wall. I think it's $5.7 billion for the barrier at the border. And another nearly eight, I think $7.8 or $7.9 billion for disaster relief for the southeast. As you know, they were hammered by a hurricane and some areas that don't usually get hammered by hurricanes. And a lot of farmers are absolutely devastated and their growing season starts soon, their planting season, in places like Georgia and the Carolinas and Florida. And, of course, the wildfires in California. So, again, if Nancy Pelosi said nothing is worth a government shutdown, well, how about helping your fellow Californians with relief from their wildfires? How about helping farmers in the southeastern part of our country devastated by a hurricane as part of all of this? So anyway, we'll see what level of commitment they have to those things. With regard to our other question, was her question just, you know, get it done, don't come home?
I think you just answered what's in the bill and the House has answered to this, so now you can't do anything other than wait on the Senate, right?
Thanks. That's exactly right.
Thanks, Levon. Appreciate the call, and good for you on making those calls and paying attention. We have about 3 minutes left, so let's go as quick as we can with these answers for Dell in Bottineau, North Dakota. You're in Bottineau?
Yes.
Go ahead, Dell.
Yes. Congressman Kramer, congratulations on your
the
win for the Senate. I really, really am the supporter of yours.
Thank you.
I'm calling about a VA benefit. I'm a senior citizen, 78 years old. But when I entered the military back in the early days, I signed up and was expecting to get my VA benefits as a benefit to me for serving my country. Well, I didn't realize that I had to sign up for this benefit after that 2003 decision. Are you familiar with that?
I'm somewhat. Yep. That gets back to what Kurt was talking about too, a little bit.
Yeah, it has to do with the priority groups, actually.
Right. That's right.
Anyway, I never needed
stuff like that.
Yeah, I never needed my benefits until the Part D drug coverage came into play.
Sure.
And when I heard that, I said, well, great, I'll just go and apply for my VA benefits that I've never used. Well, I was taken aback by the fact that I wasn't able to get those benefits because of that Priority 8. And the Priority 8 benefit, or the reason I can't get it is because of Priority 8, is because my income is too high.
Right.
So when I think about that, and I'm sure that I, like many other people, over my lifetime have prepared for our retirement and thereby saved, you know, and put away and scratched and scraped whatever I could. So because of my doing the right job there, I'm not eligible for that.
There's not a good deed that doesn't go unpunished by our bureaucracy. So your point is exactly how this show started with Kurt. We're looking at all of that, Dale, as I get ramped up, particularly to join the VA committee and the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, to try and find, you know, areas of legislative opportunity as well as executive opportunity. Obviously, there's a financial part to all of this, the cost to all of this, but that doesn't diminish your contribution to America's freedom, the benefits that you not are entitled to, but you earned, which, you know, that, and as well as benefits you paid into. So I agree. You should not be punished for doing the right thing. And both you and Kurt, I think, are in the same boat.
Hey, Dale, what we're going to do is we'll get your number for Congressman Kramer's office. Probably will end up going to the Senate office, but just hang on if you would, and we'll get your information and pass that on.
And just so people understand, too, you're raising a good point, Scotty. We will want to take this up as a Senate office because we can't take the same casework over. We have to leave that with Congressman elect Kelly Armstrong's office. So it'll be a couple of weeks.
Transition time. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see what the weekend holds here. Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to a program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.